1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A tentative deal reached between utility workers in New York City and the local power utility, Con Ed. Workers had threatened to strike at midnight if a deal was not reached. Negotiations continued past that deadline, but a deal was eventually met. The U.S. not the only place dealing with blazing temperatures right now. Officials say more than 1,000 pilgrims died amid scorching heat during this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Authorities in Philadelphia investigating a shooting that has put a police officer in the hospital. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says the officer was shot in the neck during a routine traffic stop late Saturday. Dozens of officers gathering in support.
I sat in the auditorium with about 75 to 100 men from the East Division, and we held hands and we prayed for our officer.
A suspect in custody. A fourth victim has died following Friday's mass shooting at a grocery store in Arkansas. This is ABC News. A settlement reached in a fatal wedding crash. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Together paying nearly $1 million in a wrongful death lawsuit settlement to the husband of a bride killed in a road crash last year on her wedding night, three bar restaurants in Folly Beach, South Carolina, plus Progressive Auto Insurance and Enterprise Rent-A-Car. That from the Post and Courier newspaper. A drunk driver allegedly caused the accident, crashing a rental car into the golf cart in which the couple was riding. The car driver is out on bail in a criminal case. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two Hawaii residents fined $20,000 for their alleged role in the fatal mauling of a female Hawaiian monk seal pup by unleashed dogs. NOAA's Office of General Counsel issued the fine this month, but didn't say how the two individuals were allegedly connected to the dogs. The officials say the agency say the seal pup suffered puncture wounds similar to a dog bite. Hawaiian monk seals are critically endangered. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
One more blink and then you're gone. right. 8045 Radio Show. Shane Christopher Neal each and every Sunday night on Max Inc. Civic Media Radio Network, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I don't know who has a cold in June. Raise your hand. And my hand is raised. I don't know what happened. I got back from New York City, and I don't know, maybe I got COVID or something. Who knows? It's New York, and anything can happen in the Big Apple. Super excited for today's show. Why, you ask? Well, just per usual, just a ton of great indie music, mostly from Canada, some from the States there, but always happy to bring you some new independent music. And coming up this hour, Jesse T, my good friend from Kitchener, Ontario, song called Almost Beautiful. I caught up with Lyric Doobie out in Toronto at Canadian Music Week. Going to spin a tune by him. Rob Fitzgerald. And if you followed the program over the last couple of weeks, you know I played drums for Rob Fitzgerald and on the video Bad and Boozy. And you can check it out on YouTube. It's a ton of fun. Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy. We're going to get to that right after this song. And here's an interesting story. I went to LinkedIn and posted that I was doing the Indie 45 radio show out in Wisconsin, and I got a great email from Chesney Claire. She was born in July of 2001, and yes, if you're wondering if she was named after country music icon Kenny Chesney, the answer is yes. At 8 years of age, she took vocal lessons from Chubby Checker's band in Branson, Missouri, and by the age of 11, she was taking piano lessons and vocal lessons from Tony Orlando's band, also in Branson. Upon graduating high school at the age of 17, she began making music professionally, and at the age of 18, she became interested in songwriting. Fast forward to 2024, Chesney has 19 records released on her very own label. Here's 15 Candles, Chesney Claire. It is the Indie 45 radio show on Max Inc. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I had 15 candles.
Did I waste them on you?
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots. Getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. Cause that's just how we roll. Here at a favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself.
Rob, what are we going to get? We're getting bad and boozy. All right, Rob Fitzgerald, Bad and Boozy, Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I highly encourage you to check out that gentleman's website. It is robfitzgeraldmusic.com. And that video, Bad and Boozy, right now, head over to YouTube. That is me playing drums, just kicking it old school, a little bit of rock and roll, a little bit of country. And what am I getting? I'm getting bad and boozy. Not right now. Not right now. I'm perfectly fine right now. But during the video, I was definitely bad and boozy. Jesse T, on the way, I mentioned that. Suicide Star, I'm going to be sharing the stage with that band on June 30th in Niagara Falls, Canada for Fill the Bus. We got a great event happening. I'll tell you more coming up on that. But right now, there's a band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan called Autopilot. They had been around for some time. They released a brand new single. If you've never been to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, there's really no reason to go. Autopilot yesterday, Indy 45 Radio on Max Inc. Radio, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's go.
Rob Barton on lead vocals. That is Suicide Star. It is the first single from the band's Isolation album called Mercy. We got Aki Maris in the band playing bass, and I played in a band with Aki for a while. My ex-brother-in-law, not even making this up, we married sisters years ago, and we have divorced them. But at one time, we were brother-in-laws. Les Saran, who also played in a band called Fusebox, which I played in as well. And the Hammer, Brian Hamilton on drums. Great band from Niagara Falls, Canada, Suicide Star. Now, speaking of Suicide Star, coming up at Taps in Niagara Falls, Sunday, June 30th, a great event starting at 12 noon. Maletti Productions presents Fill the Bus for Project Share in Niagara Falls. Six awesome bands going to be playing, all hosted by myself and my good friend Kendra Dyer, who, by the way, at, I don't know if it was like 3 years ago or whatever, Bobby Rock couldn't make it to some of the episodes of BS Live Rocks when we filmed it, so Kendra filled in, so I know Kendra very well. But six great bands playing, any day opens up the day, Black Sabbath Experience, my brand new band called the Arena Rock Circus. So excited about this, playing the best arena rock, Fomaletti, Suicide Star as mentioned, and Joni Jane and Rebel Souls, one of the best around Southern Ontario. It is at Taps in Niagara Falls, again, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 12 p.m. until 8 p.m. There is a Facebook event for that event. All right, I saw this gentleman a few weeks ago at Canadian Music Week, Lyric Doobie. It's back home, Indie 45 on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Down south, rock and roll, his blood cigarette in his mouth. The wood and the strings became a part of his soul. He said he plays like fire, going out of control. The small town shows, he sounds like a ringer. It's your typical Hollywood guitar gunslinger. Walks in the bars to steal the show, and then he walks out with all your pride in tow. Hey, you're gonna be a big star someday. Driving down the highway, back. Nobody's gonna steal that show, because everybody knows you're coming back home. Ran into a girl in Western town. She invited me to drink and said, sit down. Got a story to tell, and it's on me. The best damn singing that you'll ever see. So mark my words, remember my name. Well, I got no pride, cause I got no shame. I'd never
nothing to start, so I got nothing to lose. Nothing to stop me from singing the blues. Hey, gonna be a big star someday. Driving down the highway back home. No, nobody's gonna steal that show, because everybody knows. Come on.
not almost beautiful, she is beautiful. That is my friend Jesse T on the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. Civic Media Radio Network. I was at Canadian Music Week last month, hung out with Jesse T. We shared a couple of shots of tequila, go figure, and you can check out her song, I Can Be Your Margarita, over at jesset.ca. In fact, I even had the privilege of judging a TV show with Jesse T in Toronto, which was called The Shot. A very smart artist, very educated, and clearly very talented. Speaking of talent, Marshall Dane has a ton of talent. He is on the way, but right now, I'm going to play you this song because this band I grew up listening to in the 80s called Honeymoon Suite. They were signed to Wii Records. They put out a number of albums, some of my favorite Canadian rock albums of all time. Of course, through the years, got dropped by their label, continued to put out music. Well, guess what? In 2024, they put out a brand new album called Alive. And you can buy that album at rockpapermerch.com, rockpapermerch.com. And if you buy the CD, there's an acoustic version, a Canadian bonus track of Alive. I'll play it for you right now. Honeymoon Suite, Indy 45 on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got a lot of noise in my head. Don't lose control. Pulling all directions. Don't want to go. Got it all on me. I'm not afraid. Let it fall like rain. I won't wash away. Nothing that you say can talk me out of you. I don't need a reason not to try. 'Cause you make me feel alive. We don't need to have everything. Spend our lives chasing time. Stuck in a drought, spinning his wheels, wondering when it's gonna stop pouring down. Look at the sky, what do I see? Feels like heaven coming down on me. This rain is like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that the storm was coming. Thank you.
much more. Bring on your blessings from up above. Lord, I'm ready. Won't you bring on the floods? This rain is like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know how long I've prayed for this rain. Troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know how long I've prayed for this rain like holy water, finally washing my troubles away. I had a dream that this storm was coming. You don't know.
Understand. It's alright that you don't want me. Doesn't make me less a man. What causes us to turn our back on outcomes that we plan? So vexatious. You've taken off again. It's alright that you don't want me. Guess I finally understand. What causes us to turn our back on outcomes that we plan? Take what it wants, let it leave, let it take.
Bears, NT1078 is his band right here on the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Adam has, Adam's a super guy, great singer, songwriter, and producer. And I'm going to get into this story probably in the weeks and the months ahead. But Adam has done us a solid. I was in a band with a guy by the name of Sean Spensley, great guitar player, super, super awesome dude. And he got sick. He passed away a couple of years ago of cancer, and we had written some songs with Sean Spensley, and we recorded them at my studio, and, you know, they were kind of just very, very basic at the time. Sean went home, put some guitar solos to it, but again, unfortunately, he passed away, and the songs never saw light of day. However, Adam Bears has come to the table, helped us separate some of the tracks, get some better guitar tones, and we re-recorded it as a band playing to Sean's guitar. They're going to be out in August of this year. Super excited about that. And of course, I'll get those songs right here on the Indy 45 radio show. JDM after this one, Ken Tizard, Bar Stools and Broken Hearts. Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Minds and broken bodies coming home to find the life and love before the war turned cold and broke down over time. Broke family and broken love, the tangled stories made up of the time you were away. The broken soldier's heart replace. Stop pretending there's a war outside. Don't pretend to be a truth from days gone by. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken jobs and broken dreams. A little too old it seems. The life you thought you'd have lives only as an illusion now it seems. Broke wallet and broken hearts have put you in this place. The whiskey, drugs and cigarettes are filling up that empty space. Stop pretending it's just the way things go. Don't pretend to be more than the lies that we all know. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken promises and broken truth. The radio plays songs from our youth. The bands that we both loved. Twisting words we sang like mourning doves. Broken world and broken people trying to get ahead. The sympathy that lies beneath for all intents gets left for dead. Stop pretending it's a war outside. Don't pretend to be the truth from days gone by. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just barstools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill.
Thank you.
busiest bands here in Southern Ontario. It is the JDM Band. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, they played at Ribfest out in St. Catharines, and you can check that band out probably 3 to 4 times each and every week right here in Southern Ontario. Ken Tizer, Barstools and Broken Hearts before that. Shane Christopher Neal, I do not have a broken heart because I do not believe in relationships. I just believe in plenty of great independent music as well as a lot of great whiskey. Lyric Doobie, Purple Sky, ending the show today. Indie 45 Radio Show, Max Inc., Civic Media Radio Network.
Laying under the purple sky, another day fight to survive. I try to keep an open mind while I feed myself the lies. Will I wake another day, another world where I have my way? I think back to the light of faith. I'm wide awake to my dismay. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Flying over another dream, another day, or so it seems. I fight back, but my mind it leads to the addiction I feel. As I sleep on another page, another chapter I can't erase. This book is running out of space to depict my fall from grace. Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me where it all went wrong. Deeper, deeper now I fall. Fate sings a siren's call. Purple sky, show me anew. Blood, life, choices I refuse. Higher, higher self abused. Away, I'm consumed. Free, in a space I don't belong. See, in my head. Free, in a space I don't belong.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.